Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Marksmen up. They're going to be singing for us here in just a moment. And I appreciate the Marksmen. They are a blessing to us. Known them for a very long time. And we appreciate the good testimony that they've been. Speaking of testimonies, they're getting ready to sing a song called Testimony on Aisle 5. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
Well, he stacks the shelves and mops the floor down at the local grocery store. He's been a Christian for some time, and he's just not the silent kind. Yeah, he's so saved, he's not ashamed. If the Spirit moves, he's not to blame. Some say he's a little overboard. He just really loves the Lord. Testimony on aisle 5.
Testimony on aisle 5.
Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on aisle 5.
Jesus saves, he lets him know. As the tears begin to flow, well, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on aisle 5.
He couldn't hold it in, had to let it out. Need a clean up on aisle 9, but testimony's on aisle 5. Well, it works real hard, but now and then he's got to tell them where he's been, how he was lost, but now he's found. And it just don't matter who's around. He's already on the boss's list. Yeah, just might lose his job for this. But he says, I'll work for free today. There's just some things I got to say. Testimony on our fire.
Testimony on our fire.
Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on our fire.
Jesus saves, he lets him know. As the tears begin to flow, well, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on our fire.
He couldn't hold it in and I let it out.
Testimony on our fire.
Well, they need a clean up on aisle 9. But testimony's on aisle 5. Well, before you reach the checkout line, just follow the bread and pastry sign. Just park your cart and hang around and hear the old-time gospel sound. Testimony on aisle 5. Wants the world to know that God's alive. Jesus saves, he lets them know. As the tears begin to flow, well, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on aisle 5.
He couldn't hold it in and I let it out.
Testimony on aisle 5.
Well, they need a clean up on aisle 9. But testimony's on aisle 5. Yeah, they need a clean up on aisle 9. But testimony's on aisle 5.
All right, thank God. That's the Marksman, amen, testimony on aisle 5. All right, thank you for tuning in today, amen. We appreciate you gathering by the radio, and we're going to be looking at Psalms chapter number 84 today, and the Bible said this, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. I just want to take a moment and say that I thank God for the house of the Lord. Amen. So many things. I think that that's what's going on here in the Psalms. I think that there's no other place that I'd rather be than the house of God. I think that's what the psalmist is saying, and that there's no other place in the world that he'd rather be than this place called the house of God. Psalms 84:1 says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." And that word amiable means to carry the meaning of this word lovely. I think it's carrying that word. It's saying, hey, this place called the house of God is a lovely place. The psalmist, I think, was saying, oh, God, how lovely are thy dwellings. If you take a church without the Holy Ghost, you take a church without God, it's nothing but just a building. It's no different than the supermarket. It's no different than the Walmart. But you ever walk into a house of God and more the Holy Ghost is there and the power of God's upon it, boy, you're going to know it when you walk in the building. You know, that word tabernacles is in the plural form. I'm glad it is. Amen. Thank God. Aren't you glad that while the Holy Ghost, while God can be at our church over here at Hoopers Creek, North Carolina, I'm glad he can also be down there in Greenville, South Carolina, and the upstate, and Florida, and Texas, everywhere else. I'm glad that, amen, he's omnipresent. I'm thankful of that today. Our God's not bound by time. He's not bound by place. He is everywhere at all times. Omnipresent, thank God. Now, I don't think that we ought to idolize the church by no means, because it's just a building. However, you know, we do come to the church building specifically to worship God. It's a place where we worship. And I got to thinking one day, you know, we go down there to the basketball court. Why do we go there? We go there to play basketball. We'll go down to the baseball field to play baseball. So there's a centralized location where we play those games. However, I know that church is not a game, but you know, it is a meeting place. It's a place where we come together as a body, amen, to worship our God for doing all of the things that he's done, helping us and being so good to us. It's a lovely place. You know, some people don't understand why that we find it so important to come to the house of God. However, these sons of Korah that this psalmist is speaking of, they understood it, amen. They said over there in verse number 10, if you look down in 84:10, the Bible says, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth thee." Thank God. I want to tell you today, you don't have to worry. If all God wants you to do is stand there at the door and be a greeter, do that for the glory of God. Amen. I'll also say this evening that the house of God brings a longing to the soul. I'm thankful. You know, sometimes we'll go on vacation, or we'll go maybe somewhere, and you know, there's a longing to get back to the house of God. If not, there ought to be. Amen. And the Bible said over in verse number 2, it says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." There's just something special about the house of God when a man gets saved. I tell you, I love to see people get saved. I love to see that that joy come to their heart, and that joy come to their face, and how that they light up. And you can just tell, amen, you can just tell that they got it. And I tell you, I love to see a man so excited to get in there and get to the house of God and be a participator. We had a couple of folks get saved here recently at the church, and it just thrills my soul to look up there in the choir and see them crying with tears in their eyes and lifting up their hands and praising Almighty God for saving them and loving them and being so good to them. I tell you, that's a blessing, amen. That's a blessing to see those things. Do you remember, friend, how it was like when COVID hit and the churches, most of us preachers went online and we did different things, amen, to get to our congregations. But I remember that longing, even though that I had not missed a service. I remember there were some of my folk, and this is no lie, they would come to me and they'd say, "Preacher, can I just go sit in my pew for a little while? Can I just go in the church and just sit down where my place is? And can I just go that place?" There was a longing in their soul to go and to sit down in their place and to be in their place of worship. I tell you, I appreciate God doing those things, reminding us. Amen. There is a longing. Amen. Look at verse number 3 if you've got your Bibles there. The house of God, number 3, is a place to settle down. It's a place to abide. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. The birds even love to build their nest in this place near the house of God. There's a special blessing. And may I say to you, friend, it's the best place in the world to raise your youngins. I tell you, my granddaddy used to say this. He'd say, "Hey, I cut my teeth on the back of an old wooden bench in the house of God." And I tell you, I think that's good. Amen. I think y'all, we've got a bunch of youngins there at the house of God where we worship. And from time to time, they'll cry out, you know, and sometimes you'll hear them on the recording crying in the background. I just tell my people all the time, that don't bother me a bit, amen. I like to hear them youngins cry. Boy, there's something about it, amen. You say, "Why do you say that, preacher?" Well, because I know that there's another generation coming on, amen, and I want them to be raised under the sound of the gospel and under gospel preaching. It's a place to raise our youngins. I think there that there's also something good to think about. The house of God is also a dwelling place. It's a place of dwelling. That word dwelling is a word used to bring to light the thought of inhabiting. In other words, the house of God's a place where God dwells, but also it's a place where all that need Him can come and find rest. Did you know that when we get born again by the grace of God, that you become the temple of the Holy Ghost? Yes, sir. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 19, "What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own?" Thank God. I want to tell you something. The Bible goes on saying in the next verse, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Friend, know this, that you have been bought with a price. The price that was paid was God's only begotten Son at Calvary. He died for your sins that you might be saved. And His blood was the payment for that sin. Also, the house of God's a place to find strength, friend. I don't know how many times that I've been in a situation in my life where you go through a dark hour, but there's somebody there in the house of God to give you help. The Bible said, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them." Think of it this way. We go to the doctor that's where we go when we're in a time of pain. But where do you go when you've got a spiritual need? Well, sure, you ought to go to the house of God. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Your faith is built up when you hear the word of God preached. When you hear about a Savior, when you hear of His grace, when you hear of His mercy, it will strengthen your heart and help you to keep going on for the glory of God. Well, that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to encourage you, though, however, if you don't have a church to go to, please make sure you find you a good place to go that preaches the Word of God. And maybe it's been a while since you've been in the house of God. It'd be a good time to start. Amen. Get back in there on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. We appreciate you. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.